It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. While I'm attending Commodity Classic, Steve Alexander will have the report coming up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. I am at the microphone because Max is in Orlando, Florida for the Commodity Classic. It runs through Saturday. Have you ever tried to cut a pie into 14 pieces? Nobody gets very much, and that's how yesterday's election for Chicago mayor went. 14 candidates, and because no one got more than 50% of the vote, the top two candidates will be in a runoff on April 2nd. The one sure thing I can tell you at this point is the next mayor of Chicago will be a black woman. The sign on the back window of the big bus reads, "Jesus Saves." Well, maybe he did. A bus from a church in Gary, Indiana was headed back to Gary after a Chicago Bulls game. 50 people on board. The bus ran off the road, tossing passengers around the bus. 5 of the 50 were taken to a hospital with head and neck injuries, and the church bus driver, an 82-year-old man, is charged with driving while intoxicated. In Wisconsin, there is a state law that prohibits a commissioned officer in the National Guard from using contemptuous words against government officials, including the president and Wisconsin's governor. Adam Kinzinger is a Wisconsin Air National Guard pilot. He's also a member of Congress and represents part of the state of Illinois. And after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced he was bringing home troops from the Mexican border, Kinzinger went on Twitter and ripped Evers. Guard officials and Evers' office are looking into whether to discipline Kinzinger. Kinzinger's spokeswoman says he was off duty at the time of his criticism, and she claims that he has the right to exercise his freedom of speech as he so chooses. If you choose to drive a Jeep Cherokee, it was probably built in Belvidere, Illinois. But sales of Cherokees have been slowing, which is why Fiat Chrysler is cutting about 1,600 jobs there. But just as Fiat Chrysler taketh away, it giveth. In Detroit, a big new investment there could bring 6,500 jobs. The company says the two actions are not related. And finally, in Mokena, Illinois, a home built by Thomas Kinry had to be torn down. The home just wasn't habitable anymore. There was so much termite damage and water damage, it could not be renovated. Well, no wonder. Mr. Kinry built that home after he came home from fighting in the war. The Civil War. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.